Okay, today we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph at the Mishnah on the top of the page. So we're going to discuss the quantity of schach that's required in order to have a sukkah that is kosher, and we're also going to discuss a sukkah that has a very high quantity of schach. Sukkah meduvleles, a sukkah that is what we call meduvleles. The Gemara is going to explain two possibilities of what exactly that means, so let's leave it untranslated for now. Vishatilasimru mechamasa kshera, and also a sukkah that has more shade than sunlight is a kashra sukkah. If hamu'uba kemin bayis, if the sukkah has so much schach that it's thick and packed together so tightly that it looks like a roof of a house, apal pishen kochav near mitocha kshera, even though you can't see the stars from between the schach because it's so thick and tightly packed, it's still kosher. We do not assume that it's puzzle. We do not assume that it looks like a house. So says the Gemara, my meduvlelas. What exactly is this sukkah meduvlelas that the Mishnah was talking about? Amarav sukkah aniya. It means a sukkah that has a sparse amount of schach. The area without the schach is a significant part of the sukkah, but there is no three tefach consecutive area without schach. It's just that it's sparsely schacht. Ushmuel amar kana ola v'kana yared. Shmuel says a sukkah that does not have the boards of the schach, or the beams or whatever you call them, the kanim of the schach that are put next to each other, rather you have one higher up and one lower down, and you have that going alternating throughout the sukkah, higher up piece of schach, lower piece of schach, higher piece of schach, and there's a certain shear in the size of a kana in between. The sukkah is going to cause the sukkah to have more sunlight than shade. So the Mishnah is telling me that if the upper pieces of schach and the lower piece of schach, had they been put on the same level, the sukkah would have had more shade than sunlight. We view it as if they are on the same level, and therefore the sukkah is going to be kosher, even though in fact, because some are on a higher level and some are lower down, there's more sunlight than shade, but we view the quantity of the schach as the determining factor over here. Now the Gemara explains, Rav Tani Chada Ushmuel Tani Tarti. Rav, when he learns our Mishnah, thinks the Mishnah is only telling us one din, and Shmuel thinks the Mishnah is telling us two separate dinim over here. How so? Rav Tani Chada Sukkah Meduvleles. The Mishnah starts with Sukkah Meduvleles, Umay Meduvleles, and then right away gets into what is a Meduvleles? Meduldeles Shetzilasim Rumechamasa, where you have a sukkah that has a sparse amount of schach, and therefore there's more, but still there's more shade than sunlight. Kshera, that's kosher. So it's all just one halacha in the Mishnah about a sparsely schach sukkah. But a Shmuel Tani Tarti, Shmuel holds that the Mishnah is teaching us two separate dinim. My meduvleles, mivulbeles. Meduvleles means one thing is schach higher, another one lower, another one higher, another one lower. Vitarti katani, and the Mishnah is telling me it's two dinim. Sukkah mivulbeles, kshera. First of all, that if the schach goes up and down and up and down, it's kosher. And second of all, vitzilasim rumich, if it's sparsely schacht, and as long as there's more shade than there is sunlight, it's also kosher. So now the Gemara is going to bring Abaye and Rava, who explained the din of the Mishnah within Shmuel, that a sukkah meduvlelas means kana ola kana yari, it means up and down. Amr Abaye lo shanu ela she'in bein zelazeh shloshet fachim. This idea that a sukkah meduvlelas is kosher because we view it as if they're all on the same level, that's only if the height differential between the lower ones and the upper ones is less than three tefachim. Aval yesh bein zelazeh shloshet tefachim psula, but if the height differential between the lower ones and the upper ones is three tefachim, then it's going to be possible. Amar Rava, and Rava comments, afilu yesh bein zelazeh shloshet tefachim nami lo amran ela she'in begago tefach. Even if there's a three tefach differential between the lower schach and the higher schach, we still don't say it's possible unless the higher schach is not a tefach wide. Then it wouldn't be considered a chashuv enough to be an ohel, where we would then apply the principle of chavut rami. Chavut rami means we take that which is higher up and view it as if it's lower down. Aval yesh begago tefach, but if the upper pieces of schach are a tefach wide, kshera, then even if it's more than three tefachim higher than the lower schach, it's still going to be kosher. Why? Tamrinun chavot rami, because we apply the principle, which is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai, that you can take the upper pieces and lower, view them as if they are lower down and form one basic unit of schach. Amar Rava, mina aminila, dechias beitavach aminun chavot rami, v'chiles beitavach v'chiles beilo aminun chavot rami. Where do I get this idea that the principle of chavot rami applies only if the upper piece is a tefach and not if the upper piece is less than a tefach? It's not. I get it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us karos habayis, the beams that the roof of the house rests on, meaning that let's say you have a bayis va'aliyah, you have a two-story house. So the beams that the floor of the second story rests on, va'aliyah, and also the beams that the roof of the house rests on, shein aleihem maziva, that don't have an actual roof on top of it, vehein, and the beams themselves, michuvanos, are directly across, zeh keneged zeh, meaning I have one beam, the beam of the lower floor is directly under the beam of the upper floor, and the airspace between the beams of the lower floor is directly under the airspace between the beams of the upper floor, then the halacha is, as far as Tumas Oel is concerned, Tumah tachas achas mehen, if you have Tumah underneath one of the beams, tachteha tameh, then what's under that beam is tameh, because that forms an ohel that brings the Tumah to the entire area under the beam. Bein atachtona l'elyonu, if you have Tumah, let's say, resting on one of the lower beams, let's say you have a kezayis min ames that's sitting on one of the lower beams, beinehen tameh, then anything that's between the lower beam and the top beam, meaning the beam that the Tumah is resting on and the beam directly above it, is going to be tameh. Al gabe elyona, if the Tumah is on top of the top beam, kenegda ad l'rakia tameh, then we assume it's tameh all the way going up until the rakia, because the Tumah is ola ad l'rakia, but whatever's underneath it is tahar, because it's a tefach wide, and therefore it's able to be chotzeitz b'fnei ha-tumah, could block the Tumah. And this is the reason we're quoting this Mishnah. Let's say the lower beams are not directly underneath the upper beams, but to the contrary, when the lower beams are situated in a way, meaning the beams that are the ceiling of the first floor and the floor of the second floor are situated in such a way that they correspond to the airspace of the beams that are on top of the second floor. So tuma tachteh, now if there's tuma under any one of those beams, tachas kulam tameh, it brings tuma to the entire house. Al gabeh, if there's tuma on top of the beams of the bayis or on top of the beams of the aliyah, connect another rakia tameh, then it's tameh all the way up out of the rakia, because there's nothing to be chotzeit on top of it to stop the tuma from going straight till the rakia. Vitani Allah, and the Braisa says about this Mishnah, Bamed Varmamurim Bizman Shiesh Ben Tefach, that this whole Mishnah is talking about if all these beams that in question are a tefach wide, Ubeinein Yesh Poseach Tefach, and the airspace in between the beams has a shear of a tefach, that in such a way we could say the upper beams are mechuva, when they're mechuvan keneged the lower beams, Tuma Tachasachas Man, then it's going to be Tame under that beam, because it's a tefach wide, so it's able to be maybe the Tuma. And also if there's Tuma on top of the lower beams, that which is under it is not Tameh, because it's a tefach wide, so it could stop the Tuma from going down. And in the Seifa of the Mishnah, where it said that they're not mechuvin zeh keneged zeh, the lower beams were corresponding to the airspace of the upper beams. So since there's a poseach tefach and the upper beams are also a tefach wide, that's why we apply chavot rami, and that's why we consider it as if the entire house is roofed. That's why if there's tuma anywhere on the floor of that house, it brings tuma to the entire house, because we're applying the principle of chavot rami. But if the beams are not a tefach wide, then tuma tachas achas mehen, if there's tuma under one of the beams, tachteha tameh, then only under that beam is tameh. But b'nein al-gabayen tar, but in between them and on top of them is going to be tar, because apparently we don't apply chavot rami. Alma ki yis be'tefach, amin chavot rami, chavot be'tefach, Lar min chavod rami shema mina. So says Rava, based on that, we see that only when there's a tefach do we apply chavod rami. When it's less than a tefach, we don't apply chavod rami. So what did we learn in this amud so far? First of all, the Mishnah told us that a sukkah hamiduvlales is kosher, and we had two explanations of what that meant, either sparsely schacht or high and low schach, schach that goes high and low. Then we learned that if the gap of height between the lower beams and the lower schach and the upper schach is less than 3 tefachim, or if each board is 1 tefach wide, the schach is going to be kosher. And you don't need both of those things. Either the gap of schach, of the height in the schach between the lower schach and the upper schach is less than 3 tefachim, or each board is 1 tefach wide, then the schach is kosher. And then Rava brought a raya from a Mishnah in Ahilos that Chavot Rami only applies when you're dealing with something that is a tefach wide. Chavot Rami does not apply when you're dealing with something that is less than a tefach wide. Okay, we're going to stop there, even though we're still a few lines before the end of the Amud, because Yosef actually begins a brand new topic. So let's stop there.